a small coastal town.
From Prestonpons, Edinburgh, Scotland, Josh the Tartan Tornado Taylor!
When I was in primary school, I said, oh, I want to be rich and famous, like a superstar, pop star or something, or a footballer, and never ever imagined that it would come true, or I would be a world champion boxer for even that matter.
And Josh Taylor has won gold at the Commonwealth Games.
I was aware of Josh from right back, you know, the Lock End Boxing Club. Everybody in the boxing fraternity would be talking about him all the time. It's just been this kind of relentless rise.
The Tartan Tornado is world champion after only 15 professional fights.
People see Fury and AJ as the top fighters in the UK, but what Josh Taylor has done already in his career has probably surpassed anything they've done put together. He's a special, special fighter.
Big left hand drops Jose Ramirez!
There's only been five other fighters in boxing history to become undisputed world champion.
The undisputed champion of the world, Josh the Tartan Tornado Taylor!
You see the buzz when Scotland are playing well, when Andy Murray's doing well, and Josh is absolutely amongst those names. He's a Scotland great, and I think what's exciting is he's nowhere near where he wants to be.
Josh Taylor and Jack Catherill will battle it out in Glasgow for the undisputed super lightweight 10-stone treasure.
It's a completely different pressure going to the ring as the champion with nothing to gain from it. The moment he steps in through those ropes, the belts go up in the air.
Every fight that he has now, this is his biggest fight of his career. And obviously it's on home soil this time, so I think, you know, you're going to be feeling the pressure to put a good show on.
Jack Carroll is a very, very good fighter. He's beaten every opponent that has been put in front of him. But I've got bigger plans and bigger goals that I've set out to do.
I want to become a two-weight undisputed world champion, something that no one has ever done in the sport. That would be me leaving an everlasting name and legacy in the sport of boxing.
BBC Scotland, Josh Taylor, Portrait of a Fighter. Josh Taylor versus Jack Catterall, OVO Hydro, Glasgow, 26th of February 2022. In the packed arena, spectators stand waiting expectantly, some of them taking photos on their phones.
Ladies and gentlemen, after 12 rounds here inside OVO Hydro, we go to the judges' scorecards for the official decision. And still,
Josh is having a cut next to his eye sewn up.
You okay?
Uh-huh.
Took the other thing?
Nope. Ah, pissed off.
What is that feeling?
Jack won the fight for me.
I'm kind of feeling under pressure here.
Ah, you're all good.
6 months earlier. Haddington, East Lothian, Scotland.
Oh, fuck.
Josh is trying to mow his lawn, but his mower keeps stalling.
I've got to give up. That's what happens when you let your grass grow and go like a jungle.
Ah, fuck's sake. What's going on here?
He laughs.
Oh, don't you dare put this on telly. I'll sue the hell out of you. You better not put this on the BBC, I'm telling you. Can't even cut his fucking grass. Oh, man, look at all that, though, man. See how perfect the other side is, Tom? Beautiful.
Beautiful.
I live in Haddington, which is about 8 miles just from where I grew up in Preston the Pans. It's about 15 miles east of Edinburgh. Neighbours will get some laugh watching me doing that. It was a great place to grow up. We had lots of freedom. We had the sea on our back door. We had lots of countryside on our doorstep. Quite a tough little place. You know, you had to learn to defend yourself and, you know, look after yourself. There's not many people where I'm from with my friends that didn't grow up fighting.
Preston Pans is an old mining town. It's escaped the gentrification that a lot of these towns have had. Places like Haddington and North Berwick have had the influx of commuters from Edinburgh. And Preston Pans has probably been one of the towns that's kept it real, basically, in that part of the world.
This is a house that I grew up in here. Two-bedroom council house. Lived here till I was, like, 25, 26 year old, so...
He pets a dog.
He used to leave notes about the house when he was a kid, saying he was going to be world champion, and we found that. He must have been about 10. He was just so headstrong, he was competitive at everything he'd done. We could sit and eat a bowl of cornflakes, and I'll say, I'll race you. And he would just stuff them in his face just to win. I just knew a wee back then he was a bit special. He was going to be something.
He was funny. He was a funny wee.
Funny lad, eh?
He used to like to take his clothes off and run about naked and do the full monty and things. He was really good at the full monty.
He'd be in the middle of a shop and the full monty would come on.
Start taking his clothes off.
I still do want to be a part of the full monty.
What do you want to be when you're bigger, Josh, a stripper?
His sister was full of fun. No, Billy, wasn't he always? It was a pain in the backside sometimes. People coming to the door saying they'd thrown stones at their windows and complaining about him fighting with their boys and... Aye, just your usual kid stuff.
That's Josh when he was a baby. Long legs and long arms. Look at the state of us.
Had a great upbringing. My dad was a landscape gardener for Edinburgh Council. My mum was a receptionist at Meadowbank Sports Centre. They worked every hour under the sun. They worked really, really hard for myself and my little sister to enjoy things and have good clothes, have good stuff.
Sometimes we didn't have enough to put petrol in the car to get him to training, but we got there somehow. Jamie worked really hard as well. He used to work two jobs. I had two jobs. It was quite hard. It was hard going, trying to keep them, getting what they want and making sure they were fine for everything.
You just did the whole...
It did put a lot of strain on mine and Jamie's marriage at some times. At first, it was quite a shock to Finch and Josh that we'd split up because we've been together since we were at high school, like 12, 13 year old. So that's like longer than a lifetime. And I think it was a shock to quite a lot of people that we split up. But do you know what? We're getting on fine now.
That's the craziest person
Josh.
I've ever met.
Up here.
Who's that? Diane, when she was a lass.
I'm not really crazy. I'm quite a nice person. Don't believe I'm talking.
There was always a bit of tooth and nail with the two of them, arguing like cat and dog. I think a lot of it was because they were spending all their time working to provide for myself and Finch. I think it took its toll on them sometimes. You know, they'd let things build up, and then they would explode. It was crazy at times and mad at times, but whose family isn't? If it wasn't for my mum and dad, I wouldn't be where I am today, you know, fact. They worked their socks off to give us everything that they had.
Josh walks the dog along a residential street.
As Josh was brought up, he just went out playing and running about all the time. That's all we had today, Ben. When we were youngsters, but nowadays you don't see any kids about the place. They're all sitting in their houses playing their PlayStations. That's what I see the difference about. doing here, Preston Barnes?
I think, you know, a lot of working class kids have been left behind, and it's, you know, not just in Preston Barnes. I mean, I see it where, you know, where I grew up in Muirhouse. There's not a lot for them, and recreational spaces sold off to developers. You know, you see what happens is that obesity rates rise. What Josh has done and what leading sports people have done, they kind of reverse that trend. They encourage kids to get into sport. They encourage kids to join the local boxing club, to join the local five-a-side league. But the facilities have to be there. Otherwise, it is just drugs and street corners, basically.
This is like the bit where we sort of used to hang around when we were like little kids. See, the running track's not in very good nick anymore because the gate's shut, nobody's using it. Kids are having to break the things in the fence just to get in and get a game of football. It's quite crap to see. But there's some lads climbed in over the fence here, so we'll go and see what they've said.
It's Josh Taylor.
What are we playing? Sting?
Sting. Oh, what a game that was. On the seventh goal, you have to either header it or back heel it in. Once you get seven in, you've got to turn round, put your arse in the air, and the lads put the ball in the penny spot, and everybody gets a free dig at your backside. If you refuse to it, everybody have the shot at you. You get a thing called the magic circle. You've just got to protect yourself and everybody gets to say it about you. It's a pretty brutal game, but it's exciting. It's pretty good. I used to love playing that when I was a kid. Like, is it still the same? You still play it the same way? 7 and then 14 the kegs doing 21 bare arse.
Aye.
Then if nobody gets the magic circle.
Aye, magic circle, get the
bottom
if you
never won. That's actually quite nice to see that, actually. It's quite funny. Brings back a lot of memories. All right, boys, we play football. There's a wee hole in the fence. All that hassle to try and get a wee game of football. For me, that's shocking. It should be open. It used to be free and open.
Me and my friend got a group photo.
Of course, lads. In my fights, when they get introduced as from Edinburgh, Josh Taylor. Give me football, see that wee man, see that boys. Well, I said to a couple of announcers early on in my door, says, I'm not from Edinburgh. I'd like to say my hometown, Preston Pans. And you had Michael Buffer shouting it, from Preston Pans, Josh Taylor is brilliant. I'm really proud of that fact that I've put Preston Pans on the map, and people are around here are proud of that fact as well. And like, it gives a lot of kids around here to reach the heights or where you want to go. It's not, you don't have to be from a certain place. I'm real, I'm living it, I'm right there. Like, if I can do it, the kids can do what they want as well.
Danielle, Josh's fiancée.
And there's other stuff in the washing machine.
Are they yours?
They take them if you want. They might be pretty nice. Hot pants.
Josh collects some clothes from a drawer.
On Monday, I'm going down to Essex and back to the gym with my coach Ben and all the lads and start training camp.
I will be a wee bit lost, I think, when he goes back. My house will be nice and tidy. He just leaves everything lying at his backside, but it's time to get back to business now. Every fight that he has now, this is his biggest fight of his career. Now, this is so, every fight is like at the top.
Ready to go?
I might see him maybe 3 or 4 times, maybe. I just feel like he needs just to have that space and just get on training and just be in the zone.
Josh places a bag in the boot of his car. Then the boot door closes automatically. Harlow, England. 5 months before fight. Ben Davison, Josh's trainer.
I've been working with Josh Taylor for about 18 months and his career up to date has been extraordinary. Josh has achieved numerous titles throughout his career, obviously an Olympian, gold medal at the 2014 Commonwealth Games.
Happy mate, yeah, good man. How you doing?
Yeah, looking similar weight to me.
I've been away for about 6 months.
When he turned professional, he took to it like a duck to water. Josh won his first world title in just his 15th fight. He went on to become undisputed champion in just his 18th fight. There's 4 different world titles, and it's very rare for those champions to face each other. When they do, and somebody has all of the belts like Josh and has beaten every single other champion in his weight category, that means you become the undisputed champion of the world.
Pizza belly top. Be that one.
Every fight is different when they've, you know, achieved a goal they've had for such a long time. It's a huge relief, and everybody deals with that differently.
I'm just over 12 stone, about 12 stone two, 12 stone three maybe, and then you get down to 10 stone.
I've been known to work with fighters that really pack on the weight, so look, it's not the end of the world, but boxing is the truth. There's no hiding. When you get in there, the truth will come out. If you've not put the work in, if you've cut corners, the truth will come out. As brutal as it is, it's beautifully brutal.
Lee McGregor.
I've known Josh for a long time. I've basically followed Josh's footsteps from the amateur days. I don't think we would push ourselves as much as what we do if we didn't have each other. Because I just feel like you physically can't push yourself that much unless you've got someone there who's maybe just above you, and that's why you'll get that extra 10-20% out of yourself in the training.
Looking exhausted, Josh bends over, then crouches down.
Fuck.
He tips over onto his back.
It's a lonely life at times, you know, and I'm very lucky that, you know, I've got my little brother, Lee McGregor. They're going through the same thing, so we kind of bounce off each other and get each other through it.
Hey, I'm seeing you well.
I'm an Edinburgh lad, I'm a Hearts fan, Jambo, and Josh is a Hibs fan, so it's two Edinburgh teams. There's needle and there's banter. It depends how serious people take it. Me and Josh are pretty laid back with it, but when the two teams meet and they play each other, we're both obviously winding each other up.
We need to go on the pitch at half time and we need to, during a Hibs Hearts game, and we need to have a penalty shootout. How good would that be?
Josh enters a house at night.
When I'm down in Essex, I live in a house with five other lads. We all stay together and live, breathe and eat boxing together.
You in a haircut today, Josh?
Yesterday.
What are you copying my beard for? Oh. Fucking itching like mad.
Oh.
Josh is itching like mad. I keep saying it until you answer. It's itching like mad.
Okay, very good.
About 7, yeah?
It's Leo's house. What a character he is. Amazing. He's some lad. Playing his favourite game from the board.
Right, I'm on 10. Who's touching? Sorry, I don't touch the light switch, man. Yeah. We Scotsman under a bit of pressure, and you're trying to fuck my game up.
Call him what, young? I mean, this bull's
25, bull. I'm on 25 now.
What? Have you hit the green one?
I'm on the green now.
There you are.
Oh, bullseye.
Just above it. Good marker.
What a shot! That was amazing.
I've shared rooms with Josh many times. I just think he's got so much energy. I would love to get some of the energy from him. I've got clips on my phone from us in hotel rooms, and it's like 12 a.m. and we're sharing the room, and Josh is up in front of me. Boom, 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 boom. He's shadow boxing, and I'm trying to sleep.
Boom, boom, boom!
Ah, shite!
Josh is... he's an intense character.
Boom, boom, boom!
Have a breather. On the next one. Intensity is the price of excellence. So because he has that mentality and he's that intensity, whatever he focuses on, he'll do well on.
Hell.
Right.
I'm gonna have a breather.
I've got such high standards and expectations of myself that if I don't meet them or hit them straight away, I get a little bit frustrated with myself.
So is that it?
Yeah. That'll do you today.
I'll do one more.
Nah, that'll do 6.
Alright.
People need to hold me back, because then I would go and hit the bags for as long as I could and to knacker myself out, then I'd be knackered tomorrow. I wouldn't be able to train tomorrow as well or as efficiently, because I'd be knackered from the day before.
Josh says, I need to punch a bit more to get my fitness up.
Nah, it's not that, it's just...
Every time I put in a combination, I'm feeling my energy draining.
You say that every camp. It's just time, isn't it? It takes time to get back to what you used to. He's fucking nuts, he is. Thinks that
couple of hard sessions are going to fix it. It just takes time.
Right now, the main focus is basically preparing his body for the tough task ahead to prevent any injuries so we make it to the fight safe and sound, God willing.
Josh lies on his back, coughing, and a man says he needs to take them antibiotics to clear that cough. It's a bacterial infection. It won't go.
The cough's still not properly cleared up yet.
Only give him about that. Oh.
Seated in a car.
I had got COVID in that as well, like last month, so I think it's a bit of that as well. Then I've got a chest infection. Then I've picked up my knee injury. And I'm not able to really run or lift weights properly, or even in boxing at certain shots I'm throwing, it's really hurting my leg and giving me shooting pains down my legs. My body's a little bit less conditioned than what it usually is, you know. That's probably half the reason why I've picked up a couple of injuries.
He says, I can't breathe in here.
Nah. Josh having his injuries and illness at the moment is an issue. This is the ultimate prize in boxing, and Jack will be making sure that he comes at 100%, so we need to make sure Josh is 100%. Unfortunately, we're going to have to push the fight back.
2-0, while West Ham brushed aside Genk by 3-0. Boxing, and Josh Taylor's December 18th world title defence against Jack Catterall has had to be postponed after Taylor suffered a knee injury. The fight in Glasgow will now go ahead on the new date of February 26th.
I'm gutted at the fact that can't fight the week before Christmas, having to cancel Christmas and keep training and keep dedicated. So it's hard. Everybody says, oh, you're so lucky, you're doing this, you're doing that, but you're away from family, you're away from your home comforts, you're away from your friends, your fiance, and putting your body through a whole lot of torture and pain, and you're kind of miserable at times, you know. It's not all big lights and glamorous stuff. You know, it's a very, very hard way to earn a living.
Josh strides from the gym, carrying a bag and drinking from a water bottle. Addington, Scotland. 4 months before the fight. Danielle gets into a car.
This is traditional Friday night with Josh comes home. I've had two deaths in the family since And Josh has been like in camp for them as well. So I know that he felt really bad because he couldn't be like with me. Times like that, that's when it's tough. My dad was such a friendly guy, the best dad to me and my brother. Even though you're grieving and you know you're feeling all these emotions, unfortunately, you just need to keep going on.
I was on the phone to Danielle and she was crying, and you know, I was trying to play brave, and I'd come off the phone and I'd have a cry myself and like break down in tears, and then I'd have to go to the gym, you know, and I had to block it out, and I felt so bad that I couldn't be there for them emotionally, you know. So I still feel bad about it now, and I miss James so much as well. So yeah, it was hard, yeah.
Being with someone that's in sports, there's always something going on in our lives, so there's always something to focus on. And just now, obviously, it's Josh's fight, and then, obviously, the wedding. The wedding preparations are keeping me pretty busy.
Danielle arrives at Edinburgh Airport and picks Josh up from a car park area.
Hi.
Yes. We've been together 11 years now, so we've been together a long time. We never really had a normal relationship, so to speak, because, you know, I was always away and training, and so we never really got to spend an awful lot of time together. So when I did come back, we would go and do stuff that was a luxury for us, even just going for something to eat together, going to the pictures, or even just going on a drive, spending a bit of time together. If I was maybe not enjoying boxing at times, struggling with stuff, she was like, keep at it, and you know, it's just your dream, it's your goal, keep at it, you can do it, and she's been at my back the whole way.
We actually met through my cousin. Josh comes up drunk,
and he sits down beside me, and I'm like, hiya. And he went, I hear that you're into me and that you think I'm tidy. And I just turned around and I'm like, who the fuck are you? I didn't know who he was. And we both of us turned around and looked at my cousin, and he was like killing himself laughing. And then we just got talking after that, because obviously Josh knew then that it was kind of like a setup. So that night we just sat and chatted for ages and had a wee dance together. He made me feel at ease with him. He was always giving me, you know, compliments, and still to this day, I'm not a very confident person within myself, and I always kind of bring myself down, and he's like, no, you're this, you're that, you're beautiful, and, you know, all that stuff. And I think he's helped me grow as a person as well.
Preston Pants, Scotland. 4 months before fight.
I'll jump in the bus. That's my cousin David, and my cousin Stuart, and my cousin Stephen. La familia. Used to wing me up something rotten all the time when I was a kid, like, but can't do it now, can you? We're on the way through to Glasgow, getting sized up for the kilts and get all measured up to get all this stuff sorted for the wedding. You know, just when we're getting married, it's nice to keep the family tradition and the tartan and that alive.
Obviously, on the day, I'll be true Scotsman as well, so better put some Vaseline on for the old chafing.
How you doing, boys? How you
going? There you go.
Smart,
nice,
eh?
Nice.
Oh, perfect, man. It's poorly, innit?
During the kilt fitting, I met a young lad that wanted me to sign a set of gloves for him.
So what were you studying at college?
Sounds good.
His mother sources the tartan and the stuff for the shop. He told me that he'd be struggling from autism, and boxing really, really helped him.
It's good that you've got to grow yourself, you know what I mean? Improved and socially and everything. It's amazing. It's really cheered me up, that.
He was getting bullied at school and things like that. And he went to the boxing gym, and he says within a couple of weeks he's kind of started making friends and started coming out of shell a wee bit and was able to talk to people. He's at college now, he's doing computing and stuff now.
Maybe see you at a club show and fight one day, maybe. Let me know when you're fighting, and we'll come along and watch you.
He wouldn't stop smiling at all. Good on him.
Amazing, man. Brilliant.
Oh,
we're
having great with
that. Yeah, I'm just thinking.
That's quite
interesting. Oh, so it's brilliant. Like, especially when you hear things like that. Do you know what I mean? Like, what boxing can do for people. It's, like, not just like people going fighting.
Shell,
that.
Eh?
It's amazing. Like, what it can do. Brilliant.
Distant tower blocks beneath grey skies.
Believe it or not, as a kid, I was quite shy in terms of what I wanted to get and go after things, and I never really believed in myself. Boxing helped me in that way, and helped me grow self-confidence and self-belief and give me my self-worth.
Everyone else sort of seen the talent that I had, except for me.
Terry McCormack.
He came in the gym one night with his father looking for some sparring. You see if they've got a bit of pop in their punches, and that's really the first thing. You think, oh, wow, this guy's genetically strong. And then you look for a bit of speed. Through time, you look to see if they've got to stick it. Because a lot of kids that come in, they might be here 2 or 3 weeks, and then you didn't see them again. But Josh was different. He just kept turning up and, you know, and never missed a session.
I think he would rather die than lose anything. Anything, like...
Even walking along the street. I beat people like, walking.
So competitive.
I've never met anyone that's had a bad word to say about Terry. You know, I love him. You know, he's been there for me since I was 17. You know, I could go to him and talk to him about any problems that I had in my life, and he would give me his sound advice all the time. He goes out his way to help people in the community. People go from all over the place to Lock In now because Terry's just is a good guy, and he'll help you.
There's not much in Lock In. There's like a football boys club up the road, and there's us. But we cater for everyone, and it's a right community gym.
There's a lot of mental health going around just now through COVID and stuff, people being locked down and that. And I just didn't understand why they locked gyms and open like McDonald's and KFC and stuff. The mental health and the suicides went through the roof.
You just had them running out on the beach in the freezing cold and all that, weren't
they? It was bad, bad times. What the government done with COVID, shutting people's lives down.
Josh hits a punch bag.
Josh has done amazing things for Scottish boxing. They see him coming to this wee hut in Lock End and they think, we can do it. He's made them believe. Scotland used to be kind of like the whipping dog of the boxing world. If you go drawing a Scottish guy back in the day, it was like a bye. Now the world's like, oh, that Josh Taylor Scottish. They must be good boxers. Josh has inspired these kids to push on and go for the medals in the big tournaments.
Right.
Just
be here all night.
It's
up to you.
We
could never get away from
you. The journey's just been, it's like a dream, eh? I mean, it's everybody's dream to be part of a journey that involves somebody winning everything right up to the pinnacle, a world title, and then becoming undisputed. To be part of that is just, it's a special, special moment.
Harlow, England. 3 months before fight.
Last week, Ben says it was going to Vegas for a number of weeks, and I just says, yep, sign me up, I'm coming. We're all going over there for like 3 or 4 weeks, myself and Lee McGregor, getting a good bit of training camp done to get where we want to be. All the massive fights have been in Vegas, and my best fight, my biggest achievement was in Vegas as well.
Welcome inside the brand new Virgin Hotel here in Las Vegas, Nevada.
It was a good hostile atmosphere in the Lion's Den because obviously it was restricted crowd. It was only, I think, 1,000 people and the majority were for Ramirez.
Good left hand drops Jose Ramirez.
I genuinely started to get worried at one point because it was 4 a.m, I was steaming. But also, it seemed so one-sided that you felt something was going to go wrong, going to get caught with a lucky punch or something and go down, but he just never looked in trouble. And for the fight of that magnitude, it just shows you how far Josh has come.
Great memories, you know, memories that will last me for the rest of my life.
Josh Taylor!
With it being my best achievement in my career, it was a little bit tainted because COVID and the restrictions for travelling and getting into America, the people that mean the most to me couldn't come with me and share that moment. I'm still super happy with what I did, but I believe we can go back and I'll keep winning and we can go back and do it again.
Las Vegas, USA. 10 weeks before fight. Lee McGregor, British and European champion.
It would be nice to experience what most people come over here to experience, but I'm afraid we've got different dreams.
I've come here with less tan than I came, even more pale. So I've not seen any sun at all. We've been just seeing the gym in the house and the gym in the house. Only a couple of times we've had the opportunity to get out and actually explore a little bit of the strip and stuff, so it's not all glamorous. It's more work than it is glamour. I'd love to have a night here, no training, just come here and experience it properly. Class.
Vegas must be a hard place to do a training camp because you're seeing everything that you could be doing if you were on a holiday, and the lads need to live like monks when they're in camp. I love it here. My wife's from here, it's why we got the place. I didn't realise how much I kind of needed this place, you know, the anonymity. And I think Josh has enjoyed that as well.
I've known Martin now for about 6 years. He's a Scotland sweetheart, you know, as everyone loves him in Scotland, and he's a real cool guy. He's been to a lot of my fights and he supports me. Don't know about you, but I'm freezing my tits off here. This is like being back in Scotland,
south,
man.
The wind south. Oh, losing
had
weight.
That nice weather.
There you go, son.
Nah, I'm all right.
He's a fucking madman. Right? Yeah. He's a great lad, loyal to his family, loyal to his pals, but he is a heat case. But I think you've got to have that to be a top level fit. You've got to have something, just
that
a bit. You've got to have a bit of danger about you. You've got to have something
like that adrenaline, because he
always... Very nice words there with Martin, thanks very much. Speaking very nicely.
Look, the boy's got a great heart, I think, but he is a bit of a madman, you know, and I think he's a character, and I think in sport, people do respond to that, they respond to people that speak their mind.
Sometimes I'll say things and I don't realise what I'm saying can be huge. I forget about the effect it can have on other people because I don't see myself as a celebrity and I don't see myself as anything special.
I think he needs to realise now where he's at in his career, anything he says is going to be under a microscope. Anything, any opinion you got, anything he's ever done, people are going to look at, and if they can use it, it will be used to batter you over the head. Because there's always people that want to see you fail.
I sort of wear my heart on my sleeve. I'm an honest person and maybe say some stupid things every now and again, but it's never with bad intentions. I don't believe in putting on personas. If you put on a persona, you've got to maintain an image. I'm just myself. I'm just one of the best in the world at what he does and lives for it and dedicates himself to his craft. I'm just a down-to-earth, working-class lad at the end of the day.
Ben Davison, Josh's trainer, is behind the wheel of a car.
We're off on our way to church, Sunday ritual, wherever we go for training camps. So it'd be eventful.
It's hard to explain. I don't categorise myself in being a Christian, being a Muslim. I just feel like I have my own relationship with God. I always go to the church while I'm away on training camp, especially, and become good friends with the pastor. So the boys come along with me and they seem to enjoy it as well.
People watching from Australia, they're watching from all around the world, maybe even from Scotland or from England. My friend, the great trainer Ben Davidson, Josh Taylor. I saw Lee again, a tremendous boxer. But I'm gonna ask everybody to stretch your hands to them right now. And I want you just to begin to pray for these four men that came to church. I want you to pray that as they fly back to England and to Scotland, that they're gonna feel the love of a church. And I want to just tell you something. You're just not normal guys. You have a huge, huge destiny. And they're warriors. I want to be more like them when I grow up. I want to be more like them in my future. I want to be a warrior for God. Can everybody pray as we sing this song?
The pastor stands with his hands on the lad's shoulders.
They just said he sees things in me. He sees the word inspiration and that over me to help people and drive people on and helping people in the future and that. I swear, as soon as the prayer was almost like finished, I felt like a warm sensation going through my body, like a presence of me. It's mad, but I definitely 100% felt something. So, it can't hurt to have Rod and a bit of faith in your corner as well, you know.
From the blue skies of Nevada to nighttime in Harlow, England. 3 weeks before fight. Josh is in the ring, sparring. Good shot. Well done.
Feet over that back leg. Time. Good stuff, boys.
I don't think I can ever remember sparring being this bad for this long. I feel like I'm just like not at the races. I can see coming, I can see what to do, but my body can't pull the trigger. I feel like my mind's a bit fucking fuck. Do you know what I mean? It's doing my fucking head in, yeah, Ben. Doing my head in, mate.
Josh does some rope training.
Fuck off. Fuck off! You know, obviously, when you do think about it, you do look at a little bit nervous because what's at stake here? In terms of I've got everything to lose, Jack's got nothing to lose and everything to gain. So that little fear factor of getting beat is keeping me on my toes. I'm not scared or anything like that, but I don't want to lose, I want to win so much. Back at my home arena, the Hydro, where I've had most of my success, both as an amateur and a professional, so I've had plenty of great nights at the Hydro.
Glasgow, Scotland, 1 week before fight. Seated with Danielle in the back of a car that's passing the Hydro, Josh takes in the venue.
Get all your fingers and nails on you. Look at it.
It's been a long time coming, this fight. Everyone's been frustrated for the last 2 years, not being able to get out, see family, do this, do that, go on holidays, socialise. I'm delighted that it's back to full capacity. It's a good feeling for me to be back boxing in front of crowds.
Josh makes a public appearance in a packed shopping centre. He's photographed with a young woman in a wheelchair.
It feels like I've been away forever and, yeah, I can't wait.
Actor Martin Compston.
Josh is the one with everything to lose. So that can put you in a very dangerous position. And also, with the homecoming, you know he's going to want to put on a show. When you're at home, all the pressure's on you. Everybody's expecting Josh Taylor to win, and everybody's expecting a great performance. And if he doesn't deliver that, I know Josh himself will think it's a letdown. It'll be a dangerous fight.
Jack, it's like getting blood out of stone with him. He doesn't say much, but, you know, I'm just going to tell him tomorrow that, you know, it's game on now. It's game on now, and he better be ready for a fight.
From Lancashire, England, Jack Elgato!
Jack Carroll, what he does in the gym, no one's seen it yet on a fight night. He's unbelievable to watch in the gym. He's a special, special fighter. You've got the rivalry between the two fighters, between the two countries, Scotland and England, which has always been a massive rivalry, and it's going to be really passionate in there. And I think there's always a chance that Josh could maybe just get caught up in that a little bit too much and see red.
This is it now, right?
Oh, it's real for you now.
This is it now.
This is
for you.
It's happening now.
You're going to get a fucking
pasting. Yeah,
you'll see. Fucking
pasting,
mate.
All right.
Fighters, for the most, they're always a wee bit... Most of them have a screw loose. And Josh certainly has that. And obviously the nickname Hank from me, myself and Irene, first of all, he looks like him. He used to have these stupid haircuts that were a bit like Hank's.
We can shake hands after, but right now it's... we're going to punch each other's heads in and that's it.
Could you punch your phone number in, you can't?
He has this almost split personality where one minute he's nice and the next minute he's not. And it's normally he's not nice when he gets around fighting.
I was a bit raging myself, I dropped that C-bomb, like.
Was you?
I was like, oh, fuck.
For your mum or Danielle, it's like their heart broke, I went,
oh. It would have been my dad.
Was it?
It would have been my dad. Because my dad always goes, stop fucking swearing on interviews, man. I don't get emotionally attached. I know it looks like it on fight week sometimes with my actions, but it's me, it's me ready to go.
Ready?
No. Well, we got to do it.
I'm getting to that frame of mind now where I don't want to see him, I don't want to talk to him, I'm going to punch him in the face for the last 17, 8 weeks he's put me through. Ah. He's trying to prevent me from feeding my family, putting food on the table later on in life. This is what I'm doing this for, is to, after boxing, have a good life and provide for a family, and he's standing in the way of it, you know, and he's coming there to try and knock me out and hurt me. So I don't want to be friends with him.
Piece of cake. Yeah.
Not.
But having said that, as soon as the final bell goes, maybe go for a pint together, you know, and then we can be maybe amicable. But right now, the one in front of Doom.
Both shirtless, Josh and Jack Catterall face off and get hostile with one another at the weigh-in. They're held apart by bouncers as they swap insults. Day of the fight. Distant traffic, and Glasgow under an overcast sky. Irvin Welsh, author.
The best thing I've ever heard anybody say about boxing, I don't know who it was, but it rings true for me, is that boxing's a sport to which all other sports aspire.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Every kind of cliche in sport, every kind of saying and phrase in sport, it all comes from boxing. It's sport kind of concentrated, it's most intense and it's most focused.
I worked at Medibank Sports Centre. I remember on his first bout up at Medibank, he was on the small hall at the time. I was like, oh my God, I was so nervous. And I remember one of my duty managers saying he's going to fill the big hall in a few years' time. But I never ever thought that that would be what his career would be.
Oh my God!
What?
I ate that fart!
I don't know what I thought he would be working as, maybe. Don't know. Maybe that would have been better, it would have been easier.
Well, let's do it!
Stepping from a lift with a security escort, Josh is applauded by some onlookers. People arriving outside the OVO Hydro. Josh is being driven to the venue.
Obviously, you've got that feeling in your stomach and you've got like that knot. What's going to happen? What's going to be the outcome? Is he going to be all right in there? What if he was to get injured? As long as Josh goes into that ring, but comes out the same Josh as he went in the ring. That's what I kind of panic about as well.
The whole country is absolutely buzzing. You can feel it in the hotels, everywhere you go. It's just, the atmosphere is amazing, and Josh deserves this. He deserves this homecoming, he deserves this crowd. It's going to be electric.
Josh shares a kiss and a hug with Danielle. Josh is preparing to make his entrance.
Bastard.
Josh, when you're ready, sir.
Yeah.
It's my boys!
Ladies and gentlemen, the time has come! The undisputed super lightweight championship of the world, Glasgow! Let me hear you!
I think the Scottish are just intense people, and they're known to have that fighting spirit and that fighting heart. It's about pride, it's about what that stands for. It's about reputation, knowing that when he goes to battle, all these people are supporting him, and he feels he's got a responsibility to do them proud.
Scotland's Braveheart tackles England's mandatory challenger.
The fight's now underway.
It's rocky, man. You know what I mean? You're in there fighting for a country when you've got that back. When you've got everybody going to the Hydro, you know, you're sort of carrying the hopes of a nation. I mean, that's pressure I couldn't imagine.
What about this atmosphere?
Josh delivers a barrage of blows.
But it's the last sort of gladiator sport. You've got guys and women and they're battering the life out of each other. And you've got all these people, you're kind of living their dreams for you. And you cannot switch off.
Jack Mitchell is boxing magnificently.
Josh on the defensive.
The crowd rides here at the Hydro. Boxing match. And he floors Taylor here in the eighth round. What about that? Well, this is extraordinary.
With Josh back on his feet, the referee holds his gloves and has a word with him. Josh's dad shakes his head sadly.
My father was a miner, and his grandfather was miners, and their fathers were miners. And they were brought up to be hard in their days. Josh is like a kind of throwback, and he's brought up the same way. Years ago, the old miners either went to the pub or you went to the gym. And His grandfather boxed, my father boxed, all the miners boxed, because that's all they had to do when they came in for their work. So we were all hardy, hardy men. And just was just the same. Didn't need to teach them it. It was just natural.
Josh fights back.
He's really body down on that gun shield, Josh Taylor.
Singing fans, then Catterall swinging and missing with a left hook. The referee intervenes and raises a finger.
I think there's going to be a point off for Jack Catterall, so that's interesting.
A fan jumps up and down excitedly.
Some of these rounds tough to score. Good shot from Taylor.
Josh beats his chest as he returns to his corner. The two fighters cling to each other.
The point off for Josh Taylor. Josh Taylor's reign as the undisputed super lightweight champion in real jeopardy. 12-29.
Josh looks strong as the round begins.
Taylor really going after him though.
Both fighters raise their arms at the final bell. Catterall shouts triumphantly and is raised up on the shoulders of a teammate, while Danielle stands looking worried. The Josh Taylor fans go crazy. Josh leaves the arena.
Everybody knows who the winner was. Josh and Cass Taylor. Jack Catterall boxed his fucking head off.
Three rounds.
And Josh,
put him on his bike stand as well.
Josh won. Oh my God. I was really, really.
Should have seen a split decision.
Josh's dad gives a relieved thumbs up.
When you were in survival mode for the last four or five rounds, the judges don't like it, but you're the challenger.
He put a lot of pressure on himself though, Josh. A lot of pressure on himself.
He made it hard for himself.
Very hard.
Oh, pissed off.
Josh is lying down, having a facial cut sewn up.
I know that I'm 100 things better than that. I just felt like a shadow of myself in the fight, you know, in terms of reactions and being up for it and being motivated to win. I don't know what it was, but I just felt very frustrated with the performance that I put on.
Josh, I think the consensus at ringside was that Jack won by three, maybe even four rounds.
After we got back to the post-fight press conference, people were sort of looking sort of surprised that they thought I'd won. But it wasn't until the day after the fight, I turned my phone back on and it was just come full of abuse, hateful messages, and then Danielle started getting it and my little sister started getting it.
I was getting comments underneath a picture that I'd put up the night before of me and my outfit, and one guy had said that I belonged in the ground, which wasn't that bad, but then in my private messages it was, you're going to get your throat slit if whoever see you, you're going to get stabbed, you know, stuff like that. can remember lying in bed crying sometimes, you know, and thinking, I can't believe people are actually saying this to me.
How can you say that to someone's family? You know, it's meant to be a sport at the end of the day. It's not anything to do with my family. It's nothing to do with me. It's I went there and did my job and that should be the end of it. It's 3 weeks now. I've had the chance to watch it back like 4 times. You know, and it's a close fight. It's a very close fight. It could have went either way. I felt that if I had went to Jack by 1 or 2 points, that's fine. You know, I wouldn't have argued. But I felt that I did enough just to win the fight. And a lot of it's down to perception, how it's saw from that angle or whatever, you know. And so the judges saw what they saw and they're very well-respected judges. And it's not my fault that they gave me the win.
He had one off night and everyone just jumped on the bandwagon about how he's a terrible boxer and how he's got no class, how he's terrible for the sport and stuff like that. You don't know him. He's dedicated his life, he's dedicated everything to the sport, and that's what people are forgetting.
Danielle's my rock, you know, she's there for me no matter what, you know, the good, the bad and the ugly. We've had a few of these moments and she's my everything, she's my world.
Josh is back in the ring at the Lock End Boxing Club gym, doing some training.
Josh now needs to move up at a different weight class. You know, he's done everything at 140. He's wanting to be a world champion at welterweight, and, you know, he's wanting to chase more dreams.
I can now go ahead and chase the big goals and the big fights. I've got 2 or 3 years left. I want to become a two-weight world champion, which the fire's fully burning for to do. But there's also a fire burning there now to have the rematch with Jack and fight him again and prove the doubters wrong.
Jack Cattrall boxes fucking head up.
I've got a lot of doubters, but I've proved people wrong my whole career. And I plan on keeping to do it.
I think he would rather die than lose anything.
It's just pure.
He's going to fill a big hole in a few years' time.
Boxing is the truth. Josh is like a kind of throwback.
There's definitely something deep in me that comes from both sides of my family. I have tough, working class, fighting men. And that's what I want to be remembered as, just a fighter that wasn't afraid to take on all challenges and all comers and give it his all.
Standing on a shoreline, Josh gazes out across the water.